You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has declared today Women Veterans Recognition Day. In a press release announcing this declaration, the governor was quoted as saying, "Michigan women have been stepping up to serve our country for generations, and it's time they get the respect and recognition they earned." Well, there are nearly 44,000 women vets living in Michigan, and one of them is here with me now. Stephanie Zarb served in the U.S. Air Force from 2006 until 2011, and that includes being deployed to the Middle East. From 2013 to 2017, she directed a statewide nonprofit that served vets. Welcome back to Stateside, Stephanie. It's good to see you.
Thank you so much for having me back.
When you got out of the Air Force and you came home to Michigan, what was it like being a new female veteran?
It was actually very shocking. So I come from a long line of really strong women. I have a long tradition of service in my family. It never occurred to me that I was a female member of the service. You know, it wasn't something that really played a big role in my day-to-day life on active duty. So I was really surprised when I came home and learned that the veteran community and maybe society at large was still not aware, maybe, that women serve in the military, how women serve in the military. They really didn't associate me with being a veteran. And I was really shocked to see that still sort of prevalent in society. Pretty saddened by it as well. It was a big culture shock coming back.
Did you see yourself as a veteran?
No, I didn't. I, like many veterans, when I came home, thought veterans were people who had served in very specific combat roles. And that's actually not true. That's not the definition of a veteran at the federal level, at the state level, nor should it be a definition anyone holds themselves to. But unfortunately, and I think this is common amongst male veterans as well as female veterans, we all feel like we should have done more, we could have done more, and I think are a little leery of taking that title of veteran.
When did you finally realize that you were a veteran and your service mattered as much as any man's?
Well, actually, it took a very long time. So I came home in 2011, and I struggled. I struggled, like many veterans, to find a job, to find my place in society. And that, I think, is just a function. When you're in the military, you're trained to drive on, change your socks, take a Motrin, drink some water, keep going forward. And when you bring that attitude into the civilian world, it's seen as being very aggressive, potentially even more so for female veterans. So it takes a little bit of a time in the civilian world to realize that you need to approach things a little bit differently. You need to act a little bit differently in the workplace. And I guess I'm a little bit of a stubborn learner. It took some time. But really, it was in 2013 when I realized that I was eligible for things like getting health care at the VA, that I could get, you know, a free Bloomin' Onion at Outback Steakhouse, those sorts of things. But then even when I qualified for VA care and I understood as a post-9/11 veteran who had, you know, deployed and come home, that I qualified for these things, I still didn't really feel worthy of going and doing those things. And that feeling was really reinforced in society. And it wasn't malicious in most cases. It was not malicious. It was little things like walking to a VFW hall and being asked if your father's a veteran, which in my case, he is. So, you know, we could have a conversation about that. Going to the VA, and because I spent a lot of time in the VA doing other things, and, you know, being asked, oh, did your husband serve or did your father serve? Occasionally, I'd be asked to speak. And almost inevitably, when I'm asked to speak, somebody will ask if I'm there to sing the anthem, which is a little bit of a double thing for me because I happen to be tone deaf on top of it.
Something they weren't asking the guys.
Right. Certainly they wouldn't ask a man if he was there to sing the anthem. I had the honor of dropping the puck at the Winter Classic, which was amazing. And the subsequent story that I posted in the newspaper, it was myself and a gentleman who had both served, and they listed him as a veteran and me as his wife. We had met that day, so. But, you know, so it was these little things that kept happening that were really making me feel really, you know, when you hear it day in and day out, you start to internalize it. It can really make you question, you know, why is this happening? And again, I'm not saying it's malicious. I'm not saying it's intentional. It's just something that's out there.
It, as a veteran, as a woman, what are your thoughts about Governor Whitmer's declaration that today is Women Veterans Recognition Day?
Well, first of all, I think it's a fantastic step forward. I know that there's some mixed feelings out there. Is this saying women aren't included maybe in Veterans Day? And I think that this is really important. I think when people think about women veterans issues, they think that these were things that were settled in the 40s and 50s. You know, they're talking about, you know, women were allowed to serve officially in the military 1949, I think, President Truman. But what they don't realize is that it was actually 1994 when women were barred from combat, which is not ancient history. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until 2016 that women who had served prior to that 1949 law were allowed to be buried in national cemeteries. It wasn't until 2013 that women were allowed to serve in combat. And then 2016, I believe, women were given the ability to choose any what's called an MOS or AFSC, which is any job that all the jobs were opened up to women. In fact, when I was in the service, I did okay in the service. So I ended up being Company Grade Officer of the Year, which is a pretty big honor. And I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying that to say, like, I was okay. I was number one of the company grade officers in my wing. And part of that was being able to choose your follow-on assignment. And I wanted to be an ALO. And I went to talk to my commander about it.
What is that?
It's an air liaison officer. Okay. And he told me it wasn't open to women. And I remember being really shocked, you know? Wow, okay, I can't do this job. It was a little bit of a double slap in the face when the job went to a male officer whose career was really in trouble. And it was given to him to try and revitalize his career. That wasn't a great moment. So for me, you know, these dates are really important. And seeing this progression is really important. But it's also really important to say that women veteran issues, this is a contemporary issue. It's happening today. We have 44,000 women veterans here in the state of Michigan. Every single one of their service is something to be celebrated, something to be recognized. And I think it's great that Governor Whitmer is recognizing today as that.
If you've just joined us, we're speaking with Air Force veteran Stephanie Zarb on this day that Governor Whitmer has declared as Women Veterans Recognition Day. You're a graduate student now, but I know you spent 4 years directing a statewide nonprofit that helped veterans. So you know the state landscape pretty well. Where does Michigan need to improve when it comes to servicing our veterans, women and men?
That's maybe the downside of this day, or maybe a little bit of the disappointment. Really excited to see women veterans recognized in this way, but I was also very excited to see Governor Whitmer get elected. I had really high hopes that she was going to focus on veteran issues. I was part of the Veterans for Whitmer group and was thinking that she was going to pay attention to some of these issues that are really serious here in Michigan. One reality, whether you're a male or female veteran here in Michigan, is that you lag behind your peers in terms of connection to your benefits. A lot of people want to say really negative things about the VA and how hard it is for veterans to access care. What they don't understand is that it's not actually the VA that does that access piece. It's actually something that state governments do. So here in the state of Michigan, we have the Michigan Veteran Affairs Agency, the agency specifically designed to ensure that veterans have access to service officers, VA-accredited service officers, that help them access their benefits. And I think, as we all know, Michigan lags far behind other states. Maybe it's not something we all know. Not only do we lag behind other states, but actually MVIA was set up in 2013, and we've actually lost ground since 2013 in terms of the percentage of veterans who are service-connected. So I think that that's a real issue. I think the reason that we have an issue, we just don't have enough service officers. And to be quite honest with you, it's not a very high paying position. So there's not a ton of people that are looking to go into that line of work. And what it's resulted in is a situation where it could be that you live in a county that doesn't have a county office, that doesn't have a VA accredited service officer from the service organizations. It could be that you have to drive a few hours to get an appointment to meet with someone that can explain your benefits to you, review your military records. So that's hard, no matter who you are. And then if you're a female veteran and you go to see a service officer and you have a poor experience, which can happen at times, I'm not saying it happens all the time, it's probably a little more prevalent for women, then you have to start all over again. And I know when I went to get service connected, I actually had to go all the way up to Alpena is where I went to get service connected. I had to go that far to find a service officer that would work with me, that would take me seriously. And I'm not trying to dissuade anyone from doing this. It's so important. But I also think it's important that beyond recognizing female veterans, we recognize that there's, you know, barriers to all veterans here in Michigan accessing their benefits. And that's the most important thing I think we can do for our veterans.
And I know the MVAA recently launched She Is a Veteran, and a press release describes it as a 3-year campaign to recognize women vets for their service, help them tell their unique stories, and connect them ultimately to the benefits and services they've earned. Are you encouraged?
So I think it's great. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I think it does make, you know, female veterans seem more relatable. It helps other veterans maybe not assume that women aren't veterans. So that's important. But I don't think that feel-good stories are very helpful in a state where we have these really concerning, deep, systemic issues and barriers to veterans getting connected to their benefits. Only 18% of Michigan veterans are connected to their benefits at all. That number is significantly lower if we look by percentage at women veterans, minority veterans. That's where there's ground to be made up. There's a lot of clear ideas from other states on how to do that. And I think that's really where, as a Michigan taxpayer, I'd love to see attention focused, because that's how you change lives.
What will you be watching for?
What I would love to see is to see Michigan become a player in this space, to see Michigan rise to the top of that list, you know, instead of 49th, to be number one, to get veteran service connected, to see, you know, us go from 18% of veteran service connected, which is really not really low ranking compared to other states, to 27, 28%. Those are what, you know, high performing states are doing. I'd love to see Michigan veterans get taken care of. Predominantly veterans here in Michigan are Vietnam era. We failed those guys when they came home. I'd love to see this be the governor that does the right thing and takes care of them.
Stephanie Zarb, U.S. Air Force veteran, thank you for your service and thank you for being with us on Stateside.
Thank you so much for having me.